This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
The North American International Livestock Exposition begins November 5th with Kentucky Venues President and CEO David Beck noting he's proud the tradition continues.
It has a rich tradition here in Kentucky. This will be the 48th North American International Livestock Exposition, the world's largest purebred livestock show in the world. You know, a lot of people in Kentucky may not know that, but it is. It is the largest purebred livestock show anywhere in the world.
After a year of COVID-19 protocol in 2020, Beck says North American will return to a familiar form.
It'll look more like it does in regular years, pre-COVID years. We're always going to be in compliance, and if things were to change, we'll modify and adapt accordingly. But as a state agency, our facilities, we follow the guidelines.
He adds the Kentucky Exposition Center will be filled with a large number of animals the next couple of weeks.
So we're looking at about 30,000 different entries coming in, and the public will be able to come in and observe and participate in the various events.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
When it comes to making plans for next year, think new for 22. Take advantage of the season's best pricing on model year 2022 Case IH equipment. Choose from Axial Flow combines and headers, early riser planters, Case IH seeders, tillage tools, and more. Purchase a new My 2022 AFS Connect Magnum Steiger or 250 Series combine and get 5 years of an AFS Connect subscription. Contact H&R AgriPower with locations in Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morganfield, Owensboro, and Mayfield, Kentucky to order for next season.
Rodeo returns to Freedom Hall November 11th through the 13th. Bring your friends to the North American International Livestock Expo and Country Store before the competition begins, 7:30 nightly. Tickets start at $10 at Ticketmaster.com. The North American International Livestock Expo returns to Louisville November 5th through the 18th. More than 10 livestock divisions with thousands of animals under one roof. Admission is scheduled online at LivestockExpo.org.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Kentucky Venues' David Beck says there will be a variety of species again this year.
We'll have between 5,000 to 6,000 beef cattle. We'll have 2,000 more swine, between 9,000 and 10,000 sheep. We'll have dairy goats, 500 plus probably. Meat goats is really growing. We'll probably have between 2,500 and 3,000 meat goats. Dairy cattle, well over 3,000.
He adds that includes some unusual types of livestock.
We have llamas, alpacas. We have all type of species that will be here on the property.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass and listen to podcasts at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.